So, you have a movie for me?
Oh, actually, no, sir, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No, I was told you were looking for feature-length commercials with kind of a storyline. I must be in the wrong room.
No, yeah, no, that's what we call movies around here.
Oh, okay, then, yeah, I got a movie for you.
Amazing, so what's this movie gonna sell? I mean, what's it gonna be about, product-wise?
Mainly Transformers toys, sir, but also a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, so we're gonna start in the Middle East, right? We're gonna meet these military guys.
Oh, they got cool stuff like guns and bombs and planes.
Yeah, and they're all talking about their vague but super relatable likes and values. Like, one of them likes baseball and beer, another one has a newborn at home.
Oh, I'm rooting for these guys already.
Well, good, because that's all the character development they're gonna get.
Works for me.
I bet it does, but then they're gonna get attacked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this freaking Decepticon arrives, and he attacks the entire army base, goes boom, boom, boom.
Very rude.
Yeah, this bad guy was trying to access some data and information. That's why he was there.
Oh, robots love data.
They sure do, sir. And later in the movie, our lovable gun guys, they survived, but they get attacked again.
Why do they get attacked this time? Do they have the data with them?
They don't, no. But at that point, we'll have gone several minutes without a hot girl or an action scene, so.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So anyway, we're gonna meet this high school student, Sam Witwicky, right?
Okay.
And he's in the middle of this show and tell and layout exposition presentation at school.
Oh, so what do we learn?
Well, his great-great-grandfather was a famous Arctic explorer, and he went crazy and spoke about an ice giant, and also Sam has his glasses.
A very normal high school presentation.
Yeah, and since he gets an A, his dad brings him to buy his first car.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and the car's gonna end up being an Autobot named Bumblebee, who was sent to Earth to protect him specifically.
Wow, well, thank God Sam happened to be buying a car on the exact day that a robot that transforms into a car was looking for him.
It did work out pretty great. Anyway, Sam is trying to impress this girl, Michaela, right?
Oh, and what's her deal?
Oh, well, she's an attractive girl who knows cars and wears tight clothes.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Nice. Nice.
Nice.
I bet she eats at Burger King, doesn't she?
Well, why would she eat at Burger King?
Well, hypothetically, if Burger King were to give us a bunch of money, I bet she would eat at Burger King a lot.
Oh, then yeah, she eats at Burger King all the time. She freaking loves Burger King.
Amazing.
Anyway, so this Decepticon is after Sam because he wants his great-great-grandfather's glasses.
Oh, robots with bad eyesight are tight.
No, it actually wants the glasses because this bad guy, Megatron, etched some coordinates to this thing called the Allspark into them.
Kind of a random ability to have, but okay.
The space robot etches coordinates into glass. Don't worry about it.
Well, okay then.
So then Bumblebee helps out Sam and Michaela with some cool punching, and then he calls the Autobots over.
Oh, the merch is on its way.
Yeah, it is, sir.
And then Bumblebee wants them to get in the car, but Michaela is like, eh. Oh, she doesn't want to get into the space robot.
She doesn't, no.
But then Sam is going to be like, 50 years from now, when you're looking back at your life, don't you want to be able to say you had the guts to get in the car?
Oh, what a strange and unnatural thing for a person to say.
Yeah, kind of comes out of nowhere, but at the end of the movie, she's gonna be like, I'm glad I got in the car.
Now, that didn't even take 50 years. Very efficient.
Yeah, it all comes full circle, so this is a story, kind of.
Wow, 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 wow.
Wow.
Now, do all the Autobots speak English?
Yeah, they picked it up from the internet.
I guess that makes sense.
Maybe.
And so Optimus Prime, he's like, hey, if Megatron gets his hands on the Allspark, he's gonna turn all machines on Earth into an army and wipe out mankind.
Why?
Well, he's evil, so he wants to do stuff that's evil.
Oh, you know, that does sound evil. This is all fitting together well.
Oh, also, we're gonna sometimes cut away to this storyline where this girl, Maggie, steals some government data, and she goes to see a hacker friend of hers, and they're gonna get arrested, and they're not gonna have a huge impact on things.
Sure, I mean, you gotta have people running around in all directions in these things.
You do. They can interact with products along the way.
Maybe one of them drinks some Pepto-Bismol.
If they give us some money, sure, one of them can have some Pepto-Bismol.
Amazing.
Anyway, so eventually Sam and Michaela get picked up by government agents.
Oh, no.
And pretty much all the human characters end up at the Hoover Dam, which is where the government brought Megatron's frozen body and the Allspark.
Well, what about the Autobots?
Well, they say they can't help Sam without harming humans, but they do get the glasses so they can locate the Allspark.
Wouldn't the coordinates on the glasses be for the Arctic and not the Hoover Dam?
You don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, I won't.
And so then Megatron wakes up and he's mad.
And now, does Megatron speak English?
He does, yeah.
But the Autobots learned it from the internet and stuff.
Yeah, well, I think they had the internet back in 1895 when he was frozen.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, there's no way for us to check.
What about the internet?
What about it?
Use it.
He did.
Never mind.
So anyway, now the good guys gotta hide the Allspark because Megatron wants it.
Right, they gotta hide it.
So the army guys decide they need to go hide it in a nearby city.
Right, okay, okay. I feel like that doesn't make a ton of sense because there are a bunch of civilians there.
There are, but this way we'll get to see some buildings get destroyed.
Okay, yeah, they gotta head to that city.
So then we're gonna head into the third act of the movie.
Oh, what happens in the third act?
Oh, you're gonna like this. It's gonna be pow, pow, pow.
Oh, very cool.
bing, bing, bong.
Oh, I love it.
Pow, pow. Boom, 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 boom.
What?
Oh, sorry. Pow, pow, boom, 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 bam.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense. Okay, perfect.
Okay, yeah, great. So there's going to be explosions and robots punching each other and explosions and a motorcycle and just so many explosions.
Oh, my testosterone levels are dangerously high.
So eventually Optimus Prime is like, listen, Sam, if stuff goes wrong, you got to put the AllSpark into my chest because that'll destroy it and it'll kill me.
Very noble.
And so then Sam and Optimus go up against Megatron.
Oh man, it's gonna be tough to beat him.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sam puts the AllSpark in his chest, and so he dies.
The thing he was trying to get his hands on immediately kills him when he touches it?
It did, yeah.
Well, yeah, that worked out great.
And so, yeah, then the Autobots are like, hey, we're gonna stay on Earth and watch over humans now.
Nice.
And so then they all just kind of watch while Sam gets with Michaela on top of Bumblebee.
What?
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a great commercial.
Oh, yeah, it will be.
And if it does well, we can make some more.
Yeah, we sure can, sir, but let's not get too carried away.
Hello, it's Ryan here. Thanks for watching that video. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, be sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and the button and the whatever other buttons. Not the dislike. That's a bad button. You could also leave me a comment telling me what other movies you want to see pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new one. See you guys on the next video. Bye-bye.